We care more about Emmett Street than Wall Street, owned by an actual mom and an actual pop. WCHB AM and FM, Charlottesville, a Monticello Media Group station.
Cloudy this morning, then some sunshine this afternoon with a shower or two. High temperatures around 80 degrees.
61 degrees outside of the Automated Office System Studios this Tuesday morning at 5. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first.
The House Rules Committee advanced a bipartisan compromise to raise the debt ceiling.
Virginia 5th District Congressman Bob Good says he and the other members of the Freedom Caucus are a hard no.
Does it hurt the country fiscally? And it absolutely does. I certainly hope that there won't be Republican support for it. I hope that we can kill it and go back to a bill that will actually cut our spending, reform our Congress so that we can save our country fiscally.
He also explains that there won't be any default.
It takes $70 billion a month to pay the interest on the debt to prevent us from having a default. We've got about $400 billion coming into the Treasury. The problem is that we spend about $500 billion on an average monthly basis.
A vote is expected today on the House floor.
The war of words and old school politics has reared its ugly head in the race for the Democratic Party nomination for Virginia's 5th House District, where Kellen Squire is accusing his opponent, Amy Laufer, of taking his words out of context.
You can see that the contextual information there was blurred out. I mean, I was trying to make an argument that the pro-life argument that Republicans make is hypocritical.
Squire says the quote, which reads, "I am unashamedly pro-life," is from a 2016 blog post, and he understands it could be confusing without that context. Laufer defends her decision.
No, I quoted my opponent directly, and I guess he doesn't like that.
Flags across the state will be at half-staff today to mark the anniversary of the Virginia Beach Municipal Building shooting. It was this day in 2019 a disgruntled employee shot and killed 12 people before being shot and killed by police.
The city of Charlottesville property tax bills are due Monday, June 5th. If you don't get your taxes in by the deadline, they're assessed a penalty of 10% of the tax due. You can pay them online at charlottesville.gov. Albemarle County's real estate taxes are due June 25th.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studio, 61 degrees with Fox News, your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast, and the Joe Thomas in the Morning program coming up on Central Virginia's home of NASCAR racing from Chicago, Sunday afternoon at 2:30. Brought to you by Charlie Obaugh Chevy on WCHV.
Skies a mix of sunshine and clouds this afternoon. The CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast. We might even see a shower or two. High temperatures this afternoon around 80 degrees. Clearing skies overnight tonight. Low temperatures in the lower 60s. Sun cloud mix on Thursday. A shower or two later in the day with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly sunny and hot on Friday with highs around 90. I'm CBS 19 Chief Meteorologist Travis Koshko for Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.